This is the Expect to Win podcast with Pete Smith.
Hey everybody, it's Pete. Have you ever wanted something so badly, gotten it, and hated it as soon as you got it? This has recently happened to me when we went furniture shopping. I had this idea that I wanted to shop in one store for pretty much everything that we needed to furnish the house. I'm not a big shopper. It kind of exhausts me. I start getting irritated. It's not good for anybody. I wanted to go to one store, get as much as we can, boom, be done with it. And so we did. And we ordered a couch that we thought was going to look nice in the house, the one that we designed. And we got exactly what we ordered. And I hate it. It doesn't fit. It's too small. It's not what we envisioned. It's what we ordered, but it's not what we envisioned. So now I'm stuck with a couch that I don't necessarily like, even though it's exactly what I ordered. Earlier this morning, my son, there's a pond outside these windows outside my house, and we have this net that my boys use to get fish and turtles and everything. We don't keep them. We just, you know, we catch them and release. And so my youngest one wanted the net, so he wanted to try to catch fish and turtles. And I said, I don't know if that's such a great idea. And he begged me for it. Can I have the net? Can I have the net? Can I have the net? Finally, I said, sure, take the net. He takes the net. He goes out, tries to catch a turtle. He drops the net into a pond. The net is gone, right? So he wanted something. He got it, and he hated the outcomes of it. And so it's interesting because I think sometimes that happens to us in a lot of different ways where we want something so badly, and then we get it and it's not anything what we had hoped for or envisioned. And in many cases, we actually hate it. Sometimes people want to change jobs because they have this idea that another job at another company is going to provide them everything that they're looking for. And so they leave one job to go out and work for another one. And what happens? They hate it as soon as they're getting there. People want promotions, right? They want more money, and they think one way that they're going to be able to make more money is to get promoted. So they do all the things that they have to do. They work their butts off. They develop great relationships with people at work. They get promoted, and as soon as they get promoted, they hate it. Why? Because they didn't factor in everything else that comes with that promotion. Yes, they got maybe a bump in salary, but now they don't have any time to spend that additional money that they've earned because the promotion comes with new responsibilities, and these new responsibilities are taking up the bulk of their time. Relationships. This happens a lot in relationships. We have an idea that we want to date someone, and we want to marry someone, and we want to be with someone, and we finally work up the courage to develop a relationship, ask them out, they like us, it's wonderful, and now we're dating a person, and we realize, my God, I can't stand them. And this has probably happened for people who may have dated you. It's certainly happened to people who have dated me, I'm sure. And so all of a sudden, it's not what we hope. So my point is really twofold. Number one is I think we need to be careful about the things that we say that we want and really kind of do a thorough evaluation. Because when I think back about the couch example, do you want to know why I wanted to just shop at one place? It's because I'm not patient. I'm an impatient shopper. I don't have the desire to go around from shop to shop and store to store looking for lamps and couches and pillows, you know? But that came back to bite me. My impatience has now cost me money. So it's cost me financially. It's cost me emotionally. I can't stand the couch in a number of different ways, right? Declan, my youngest son, was impatient on waiting his turn for the net. He wanted it, he got it, and dropped it. It is gone. So now he's going to deal with those consequences, right? So it kind of forces us to step back a little bit and really kind of evaluate the things that we say that we want. Are we sure we want them for the right reasons? Are we clear about what those things are going to bring to our lives, how they're going to enhance our lives? Have we thought about the ways in which maybe they won't? That's number one. And number two is that I think negative consequences are another of life's great reminders that we always have the freedom to choose, but we don't have the luxury of negating the consequences of our choices. We have to take them both. We have the freedom to choose, and we have consequences that come along with those choices. It is not an either or, it is a yes and. Yes, we have freedom to choose, and there are consequences that we must also accept with our choices, good or bad. All right. So really evaluate, what are the things that you're saying that you want so badly? I'm wondering, what if you got it and hated it? All right. That's number one. Number two is, where have you received something that stemmed specifically from a choice that you've made, and now you're simply accepting the consequences? Look, that's your burden to bear. That's my burden to bear. That's ours to own. The good news is that life continues, and we just have an opportunity to make new choices moving forward. All right. So I hope you've enjoyed the video. Thanks so much for watching. By all means, send me comments, send me emails. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, whatever the case is. And tell me if you're in the market for a brand new couch. All right. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.